WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual, your daily dose of wisdom and chill vibes for those of us who are wired a little differently. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to remind you that neurodiversity isn't just okay, it's freaking awesome. We're going to dive into something super important today. Prioritizing rest and relaxation. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, yeah, right, like that's ever going to happen, hear me out. I get it. You've got a million things going on. That to-do list is longer than my arm. You're juggling work, relationships, maybe even trying to master that sourdough starter. That's an epic level of commitment right there. But trust me, when your body and mind are running on fumes, everything else falls apart. You know those moments when you feel like a frazzled bird trying to fly with broken wings? That's what chronic stress does. It steals your energy, clarity, and even joy. So how do we prioritize rest when our brains seem wired for perpetual motion? Here are five golden nuggets to help you weave relaxation into your day-to-day. 1. Reframe rest. I know the word itself can feel like a drag. But it's not about binge-watching Netflix all day, though sometimes that is necessary. It's about actively choosing moments of calm and rejuvenation throughout your day. Think mini breaks for mindful breathing, a quick stretch session, or even just 5 minutes gazing out the window with no distractions. 2. Schedule it in. Ever heard the saying you have to schedule time for what matters most? This applies to rest too. Literally block out time in your calendar for relaxation and treat it like any other important appointment. You wouldn't skip a doctor's visit, would you? So why bail on your own well-being? 3. A plug. I know, we're all glued to our screens these days. But constant digital stimulation can be mentally exhausting. Designate tech-free zones in your life, like during meals or an hour before bed. Swap that scroll through social media for a good book, a calming bath, or simply enjoying the company of loved ones. Or embrace your inner chill seeker, or what truly relaxes you. Is it a hot cup of tea and a good book, a nature walk, listening to music, or maybe even a good old-fashioned nap? Discover your personal relaxation rituals and make them a regular part of your life. Remember, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to rest. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is crucial. We often put so much pressure on ourselves to be productive all the time. But it's okay to have days where you just recharge and let go. Don't judge yourself for needing a break. Embrace it. You deserve it. Ever feel like your brain is running on overdrive? Like there is a million things buzzing around in your head at once? You know that feeling when you're trying to focus on one task, but your mind keeps jumping to other things. Imagine this. You're finally settling down with a cup of tea after a long day. You close your eyes, take a deep breath, and bam. Your brain starts buzzing with to-dos, emails, that argument you had earlier, and oh yeah, what are you going to have for dinner? Sound familiar? This is exactly why prioritizing rest is so important. Let me tell you, I get it. I've been there. My mind used to be a whirlwind of thoughts, making it impossible to relax or even enjoy a moment. But over time, I learned some strategies that have completely changed the game. So, let's recap those 5 golden nuggets we talked about today. Reframe rest, schedule it in, unplug, embrace your inner chill seeker, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Remember, you don't have to be a superhero every single day. It's okay to take breaks, recharge, and prioritize your well-being. You are powerful, capable, and worthy of peace. Now go out there and rock that rest like the incredible human you are. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it too. And remember, we are in this together. See you tomorrow for another dose of ADHD, but make it spiritual.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.